Hundreds of British truckers protested rising fuel prices today. They drove their trucks into central London and jammed a major route into the city. It wasn't much fun for morning commuters, but the truckers got their message across. That message is the government must do something about the soaring cost of fuel. The World's Alex Galifant reports.
American truckers are having a tough enough time paying $4.50 for a gallon of diesel. British truckers are paying twice that much. Peter Carroll runs a British trucking firm. He says Brits who drive trucks, or lorries for a living, are hurting.
The cost of fuel has exploded over recent months. It now costs over £1,000 a week to fill up a lorry, typically. And the economy and our companies cannot cope with that.
£1,000, that's nearly $2,000. But some argue that the rising cost of fuel is just a fact of life. Jonathan Porritt chairs Britain's Sustainable Development Commission.
We're moving into an age which is going to be carbon constrained. We're not going to be able to emit so much CO2, and where we're going to be oil constrained, because oil is never going to be cheap again. Now, there's going to be a lot of pain here, but people had better get this message pretty quickly, because that's the way it's going to be.
One British transport campaigner claimed today that more than a quarter of trucks drive around empty. He suggested that making the industry more efficient would help ease the pain of fuel hikes. But the truckers' protests are in part driven by perceived inequities with their counterparts on the European continent. Roger King heads the Road Haulage Association. He says truckers are frustrated by the sight of foreign hauliers arriving on ferries or through the Channel Tunnel with tankloads of cheaper diesel.
And they're seeing those foreign hauliers taking business away because UK operators cannot match some of those prices. So they are frustrated. The government doesn't seem to be listening. But we would say this, if they don't listen, we're not going to have a UK haulage industry worth a dime.
That said, businesses outside Britain are suffering from rises in fuel prices too. French fishermen are blockading ports in protest over the price of marine diesel. British vacationer Mark Leach ran straight into the protest when he tried to take his yacht out of a port near Cherbourg.
Our boat got rammed and damaged, had flares, lighted flares thrown at us, water poured at us. A right ding-dong, really.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy today said he'll ask the European Union to suspend part of the tax on fuel. It's worth a shot. Neither President Sarkozy nor Prime Minister Gordon Brown is enjoying much good publicity at home right now. And London's new mayor, Boris Johnson, has just added fuel to the fire. He's declared the end of the city's agreement to import low-cost fuel from Venezuela. Mayor Johnson cited discomfort with the idea of his wealthy city securing cheap energy from a country where many live in poverty. A lofty notion, perhaps, but one that may cause more discomfort for Britain's political leaders. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.